Richmond Rugby Football Club has finished off one of their best fall seasons since the club's inception in 1967. The club's senior men's side capped off a 9-1 campaign with a win over the Vancouver Rogues at King George Park recently, buoyed by the return of talented fly half Thomas Dickinson. The club is averaging an astounding 50 points per game, a byproduct of the club's run-and-gun approach to attacking. Richmond's lone blemish was a loss on the road against United Rugby Club of Coquitlam, but were able to string 6 victories in a row at the beginning of the season behind the impassioned play of captain Anton Metelnikov. The club has undergone a youth movement in recent years, with former Philippines U20 representative player Ethan Bakungan, recent Canada Rugby League representative player Colton Carpenter, along with multi-athletes like Kyler Mosley, Derlago Hills, Jeff Harrison and Jordan Roberts running roughshod over opponents. Recent secondary school program graduates Pierce Jing, McMath, Phil Clar de Jesus, Cambie, and Joseph Mandap, Cambie, have made the big jump up to senior rugby, helped along by imposing forwards like Taryn Desi, Doug Emberry and Jeremy Miranda. Young exchange student Lennon Parra, of Mexico, has been a handful for opposing defenses, with his strong running and steady tackling ability. But it's been the play of 3 veteran mainstays that have made the difference for the club this half. Lance Davison has been tasked with steadying a young and inexperienced backline throughout the campaign, while French import Remy Dalmas has led the charge from the scrumhalf position. However, special mention must go to the workmanlike play of 57-year-old Tim Ross as the difference maker this fall in what could be his final season with the club. The senior men open their second half of the season with a game on the North Island against the Comox Valley Kickers and will look to continue their winning ways. Women's team finish fall with a 3-1-1 record. By comparison, Richmond senior women's team's season half has not been quite as lofty, but they have still been impressive nonetheless. After opening the season with a loss to Langley and a tie with the Vancouver Rowing Club, the team was able to string together 3 victories in a row over the Surrey Beavers, Bayside Sharks, and Chilliwack Crusaders to finish 3-1-1, good enough for second place in the women's third division. Regular veteran contributors like Holly Davis, Jackie Novak, Taryn Matic and Amy Grath have been helped by the youthful exuberance of Sabrina Herrera, Sydney Layton and Holly Marr. Zandali Uyama has scored a try in every game this half, while players like Keelan Lawing and Tusquani Blaise have been able to record multiple try games as well. Newcomers Tess Chan and Katie Windrum have been solid additions to the team, while captain Nini Wang, who is tasked with playing multiple positions and shadowing the other team's best players, will have the side prepared for the spring season, which opens January 28.